Welcome to our afternoon session. Meron ba akong mic, sir? Meron. Okay. So, how was your lunch? How was your break? It's awesome. All right. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Yes. This afternoon, we will have a treat for you. We have invited Pastor Jansen, no other than Pastor Jansen of Victory Santa Rosa. Ayan. So Pastor Jansen is one of the unique breed of pastors who are gifted pastorally and at the same time gifted administratively. So iilan lang yan, bilang na bilang. So we would really love to hear from Pastor Jansen kasi may tension siyang pastoral and admin. Oh, imagine that. Tapos pag pinagsama, ayun na, winner talaga, di ba? Pastor Jansen used to be the with Victory Alabang. Okay, with Victory Alabang. Yes, sabi ni Ann, yes. All right. And now he's the senior pastor of Victory Santa Rosa. Okay, he is a pastor, he is a father, he is a triathlete. Oh, di ba? Kaya niya pa yon in his own sweet time. Okay? Kaya niya pang mag-exercise, mag-triathlete, and to excel at it. Okay? He's married to Miss Jing and they have 3 children, si Andy, si ay 4 pala. Sorry, hindi ako marunong magbilang, Pastor Jansen. Hindi naman math to, 'di ba? Si Andy, si Julia, si Jaime and si Yuan, okay? Spelled as Juan but pronounced as Yuan. All right, let's welcome Pastor Jansen Morados.
Maraming salamat. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Wala naman foreigner, di ba? Okay, good. Buti na lang, lang foreigner dito. Some of you want to marry foreigners though, so... Okay, good. So okay lang, Taglish tayo. Para relax lang, di ba? Conversational. Yes, I'm Jansen. Let me show my family first. You know, I'm thankful for this opportunity. This is really close to my heart when it comes to admin or administration. I came to Victory. I was a businessman. And then I worked in the corporate world for about a few years. And then I came to Victory 2003. Tapos I worked as an administrator of Victory Alabang from 2003 to 2005. Then I became an administrative pastor / lead pastor also. So that's I took on my new role now. Anyway, this is my family. I have 4 kids, 16, 14, 12, and 3. So nasundan, yan. And as Karen has mentioned, I'm from the province of Laguna, sa probinsya po ng Santa Rosa, Laguna. And this is where we hold our services. It's in Nuvali. So if you happen to pass by, if you're going to Tagaytay, you're going to Batangas, or you're coming back home from a vacation Sunday, you can drop by and have service, which I believe napakadaming from Victory, ganun yung ginagawa. Pumuntang Batangas, pumuntang Tagaytay, they would stop over before or after their break, no? And so this is where we meet. It's in right smack in Nuvali. So you won't really miss it. You kind of know that intersection where they have those fishes by the man-made lake and the restaurants, di ba? Near the Bulaluhan. So saan ba naman nakakita na medyo saucy yung lugar pero Bulaluhan yung kinakainan, di ba? So dito lang. This is the Monochrome. Our services are, we have 5 services now. Saturday Youth, 5 p.m., 9, 11, 3, and 5 during Sundays. Now, currently, we are finalizing, we're almost inking that contract with Robinson's for another site, which will be our main site, and this will be the off-site. Well, we don't call it off-site now. This will be a... we call it off-site, not satellite service anymore. So let me make it clear. We want to do away with that term, satellite. So hindi pa natin na-finalize, off-site ba or another venue? Off-site na lang, mas madali sabihin, di ba? It's in downtown Santa Rosa naman. Ah, well, this is the Monochrome inside it. Downtown Santa Rosa, this is right smack in the heart. It's very near the municipal hall. It's Robinson's, di ba? Since may Robinson's doon, malamang may Victory. So, that's what we do naman, no? Now, thankfully, yeah, this, mamaya may example ako doon, which we have a good partnership now with another contractor or supplier, service provider, which allows us to maximize our relationship. So, hopefully by December, we'll be able to transfer here for our main site, and then we'll still maintain the five services at the Monochrome, and then we'll build this slowly. All right? So please do be praying for us. If you wanna donate, we're open. So, okay. Again, going back, I'm thankful for this opportunity. You know, as I teach before you, I'm also blessed. I just realized now, looking at you, some of you magiging refresher na lang to, like kay Elisa, kay Chris. So I remember you. I already taught this either sa kids' church or the previous staff, Dev, na nandun ka rin, di ba? Okay. All right. They asked me to specifically talk about management, administration. You know, our churches are growing. Do you believe that? Yeah. Our churches are growing. Without a whisper of a doubt, our churches are growing. But as we talk about management, as we talk about administration, as we talk about growth, as we talk about, you know, being good stewards of the growth that God has given us, let us not forget, first and foremost, that it's not about us. Let us not be deceived by the fact that it's our talent, our gifting, and anointing. Let me just point to you that Jesus himself said, I will build my church. It means the growth that we are experiencing, let's call it, for some of us, for some churches, other churches, they call it success. Well, end of the day, it is the work of Jesus Christ. He said, I will build my church and the church of Hades will not overcome it. Luke 10:2, the Bible says, the harvest, Jesus said himself said this, the harvest is plentiful. Meaning he's making the harvest available. That's why we need workers. So pray for workers. 1 Corinthians 3:7, God who makes things grow. I don't want to preach now, but the term here is the same root word for automatic, meaning automatic. Meaning because of what God is doing, the churches automatically grows. I mean, I just want to establish that because we'll be talking about growth. We'll be talking about management functions, which involve planning, etc., etc. But again, let us not miss the point. Front and center, let's put it here, God is the one growing our churches. Amen? Okay, let me just do this first. Why don't we stand up, go and find a partner? Stand up, go and find a partner. One lang, partner. Alam niyo naman, di ba? Napakahirap ng tanghali. Partner, isa lang. Some of you know this. Okay lang. No problem. It will make it fun. Okay, go. Okay. Go and face your partner now. Go and face your partner. Remember that face. Okay? No partner. Hanap ka ng partner. Ayan, si Tin. Walang partner. Okay. Okay, go and face that partner. Okay, remember the nose of your partner. Pinoy lang meron yan. Okay? Oh, but that's not part of the exercise. Okay, look here for a moment. Do you know this? Do you know this? You know this? Okay. This will be an activity for 30 seconds. Sorry, maliit ako yung mga nasa likod. Kita nyo ba? You know this? Okay. Okay, good, good. The goal is to have as many knockdowns as possible. Okay, 30 seconds. The goal, again. Oh, sandali lang. Excited kayo ha. Sandali lang. The goal is for you and your partner to have as many knockdowns as possible. All right? You and your partner, you are a team. Okay? Ready? 30 seconds. 1, 2, 3, and go! Oh, 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds. Three, two, and one. Okay, okay. Any more than five? Any, ilang kayo? Seven? Oh, 70. Oh. Eh, higher than 70? 101. Nililokan nyo kami, ha? Pwede bang may 201 file ang lying? Pwede bang may mark sa 201 file lying? Simbahan tayo, eh. Yes, Varsha. 105. Ilang kayo? Eh, higher, higher. 135. Elisa. 150? 115. 150? Ha? 271. Oh! Yung iba, nagtataka. Ilan kayo? Five. Galit pa eh. Five. Bakit? May hindi ba in-explain sa amin dito? Diba? Okay. Sorry, I'll take it from what you said. Sabi ni Ethel, naglabanan po kasi kami. Actually, for those of you who got 5, 10, 15, etc. Actually, you did not listen clearly. You did not listen to my instruction. What was the first thing I asked you to do before you stood up? To go and look for a partner. What was the instruction? When you're about to start, you and your partner, you are a, what did I say? Team. The goal is to have as many knockdowns as possible. So, tama. Nakita ko yung ginawa nila. Nagginawa nila, Lisa. Ginawa na lang nila is, ganito, Ethel, oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ganun yung ginawa nila. Kaya umabot sila ng... Okay, give yourselves a round of applause. Please sit down. Some of you did not know how to do it. Some of you clearly knew how to do it. This is what we'll do. We'll talk about the how of management and administration. Of course, this is just what? A little more than 2 hours. So we'll just have it from an helicopter view. My goal and my faith is that you would have not just a greater appreciation for management and administration, but you would see clearly the need for it. And what we'll do as well is to establish certain management or administrative functions that should be done in the church, and then we'll identify some practical skills or practical examples. No, some lang. Of course, hindi natin kaya lahat. I remember when Karen was mentioning a while ago, di ba? Sabi niya, yung kailangan natin ng administrative, parang, oh nga, parang ganun yung feeling ko eh. Ano ba yun? So, we'll see. No? Yes, I'm speaking from an administrative point of view, but at the same time, I'm speaking as well as a pastor. I know, na kaming lahat, mga pastor, marami pa kaming, ika nga ni Fernando po, di ba, bigas na kakainin pagdating dito. But rest assured that we are trying our best, all right? We're trying our best to grow in this particular area, di ba? Pag preaching nyo kami, kahit nakapikit, sumakay ka pa, di ba? Pero pag pinag-head nyo kami ng department, medyo mahirap sumakay kayo. Pangalawa, talagang mahirap gawin. So, allow us to grow, okay? In that gifting, all right? Okay, now as we talk about this, you know, sabi ko naman, tama yung sabi niya, no? Pastor ako, hindi lang ako admin. Genesis 1:28, do you have it? Genesis 1:28, any of you? Electronic, no, wala dyan, sorry. Electronic Bible, phone Bible. O sino lang may kabisado? Diba? Genesis 1:28. Ayan, phone. Kay Lara. Genesis 1:28 and another one, Genesis 2:15. Ito, kay Ann, may phone Bible.
Him, oh, him, diba? Pastor Johnson. Pastor Johnson, okay na po. Okay, Genesis 1:28.
Genesis 1:28.
God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful.
Okay, tama na. Ano yung first phrase?
God blessed them.
God blessed them. Genesis 1. One comes before... May mali. Tama ba? One comes before two. All right. Genesis 2. Naloko lang kayo. At least, gising kayo. Genesis 2:15.
Okay, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it.
Okay na. Thank you very much. God blessed, Genesis 1. Genesis 2, God gave work. Nothing profound. Ano na una? Genesis 1, Genesis 2.
1.
Ano sabi sa Genesis 1? God
blessed.
Okay. Ano sabi sa Genesis 2? God gave man. Ano ibig sabihin? Nauna blessing, nauna work. Nauna blessing bago sa work. Which means that you come to work blessed already. Which means you come to work ready to bless the organization and our office mates. Amen? It means that that is our mindset. We come to work ready to bless others with our service. And what we are going to talk about are ways on how to be a blessing in terms of our work. Now, you might be saying, why are we talking about management and administration? We are a church. Why are we, you know, why do we have to do that? Why don't we just flow in the Spirit? You know, management and administration, I am a believer of the magnitude and the power of the Word of God. And yes, we implement management principles. We talk about administration, not just because it is an organizational idea, but primarily, in fact, Jesus spoke about it. And Jesus talked about management principles, organizational principles. Jesus talked about construction principles in Matthew 7. Jesus talked about manufacturing, Luke 5. Jesus talked about principles of farming in Mark 4. Jesus talked about ranching, Matthew 18. Jesus talked about management and labor, Matthew 20. Jesus talked about family, corporations, Matthew 21. He talked about hostile takeovers, Luke 20. Jesus talked about ROI. Obviously, he was a carpenter. He knew the cost of goods sold. He knew how much he needed as capital for one table or chair or for one wall. He knew return on investments, Matthew 25. Jesus talked about future markets, Luke 12. Jesus talked about crop yield, Mark 13. Jesus talked about management criteria. You talk about when we were hired, Karen told us, character, competence, and chemistry. Di ba? Mamaya, pupuntahan natin yan. Management criteria for the pastors, spiritual leadership, organizational leadership, relational leadership. Where do we get it? Luke 12, management criteria. Jesus talked about it. Need for research and development, Luke 14. Networking and leveraging, Luke 16. Venture capitalism, Luke 19. Talk about Manny Pangilinan. Jesus talked about management. So yes, we will do it in church as well. All right? Okay, Acts 6, it's right there. This is what we'll do. We'll have a short case study. Acts 6, you'll read verses 1 to 7, and I need you in your groups of three na lang, ano, dun sa table ninyo, I need you to answer the following questions. What was the situation? What was top priority? How was it addressed? And what was the outcome? Okay? What was the situation? What was top priority? How was it addressed? What was the outcome? I'll give you a few minutes. All in all, siguro mga, I'll give you 2 minutes to read and then about 3 minutes to talk about it and finalize your answers. Go. Okay, a game. What was the situation? Anyone? Oh, yes, Sheena.
The widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
Okay, may issue, no? The widows were being overlooked, no? There was conflict, no? There was conflict. Okay? Any other answer? Any other answer? James? Yeah, there was complaint. Tama. Parang church natin yan, ah. Ang daming complain na rin pag lumalaki ka, no? Complain. Any other answer?
Increase in
disciples. Oh, good, good.
There was an increase in disciples.
Increase in disciples. Yeah. Okay. Disciples. Okay. Any other answer? Yes, oo, ito, tama, Grecian Jews and Hebraic Jews. Actually, yung complaint niyan is very, what do you call this? Ang basis niyan, kasi yung hindi sila totoong Hudyo, kumbaga. No? If you remember history, parang yung, ano ba yung mga Espanyol na dito ipinanganak sa Pilipinas, anong tawag mo? Peninsulares at saka insulares. Parang ganun yung issue na yan, no? Peninsulares, insulares issue. Okay, any other? Yun, important yan sa victory, di ba? An equal distribution of food. Okay. Because of the discrimination, there was an equal distribution of food. Okay. Meron pa ba ibang answer? Everything's good, actually. Thank you very much. You're making my job easier, actually. Sige, wala na, wala na. Okay. Next, what was top priority? This is important now. What was top priority? What? Again?
Ministry of
the Word.
Ministry
of who?
Of God.
Of God. Okay, kaklarify ko lang. Ha? Maganda yung sinabi niyo. Ministry of the Word of God. God was top priority. Hindi ko na-expound to. What about God? The ministry of His Word. Meron pa dyan? May isa pa?
Prayer.
Okay, thank you very much. Prayer. Okay? Any other? What was top priority? Tell me. Oh, don't get religious on me. Oh my God na, okay na. Hindi, okay lang, okay lang. Meron pa, meron pa. Come on, tell me, meron dyan. Or think about it. Nothing too profound. It's just very practical. No? Oh, there was conflict, there was complaint. Yes?
To someone to wait on tables.
Sorry? Can you say that again?
Parang kailangan po na mag-wait on tables. It's a priority for them in terms of the distribution of
yeah,
the food.
Why? Why?
Parang may order lang na hindi magkakaroon ng ma-overlook.
The apostles don't want to wait on the tables, right? Kasi their time is wasted. Kung baga. Kasi nga, they needed to give priority to the ministry of the word and prayer. But they needed to do that because there was another priority as well. Tell me, come on. Meron dyan. Yes. Hindi, sige, oh, makakain. Sino ang makakakain? Sino-sino silang lahat? Madlang people. Okay, good. Sige. The disciples, hindi lang disciples. Oh, let silang lahat. Okay, good. Oh, so, can I put here people? Okay, good. Yun yung priority. They wanted to solve the problem. Of course, the word of God, or God was top priority. What about God? The ministry of His word and the ministry of prayer. Next. Sino ba? Eh, kaya rin naman tayo nag-church, di ba? Bakit? Eh, kasi yung tao ng Diyos, di ba? So, people, priority. Okay. How was it addressed? The problem, the complaint, the discrimination. How was it addressed? Yes, Lorelai. Lorelai, Lorelai.
They delegated the work.
Parang ano, ano? Pag sinagot yun ng isang administrative person, alam mong totoo. Pag sinagot minsan ng pastor, parang alam mong nag... Alam mo yun? They delegated the work. Oh, sige. Delegate. Okay. Delegate. Paano, anong ginawa nila sa delegation? Sige, that's one eh. That's one. Hindi pa lahat yun yung answer ah. How did they delegate?
They chose po this specific group of people to take care of the food and then another group po to take care of the ministry and the prayer.
Good. There was delegation. There was a work division. Okay. Work assignment. Sige, I'll take it from you. Work assignment. Okay, what else can you say when the work was delegated? Yes, Leo. Uy, maganda yung sinabi niya. Napaka-practical niyan. Meeting. Oko, of course, pag may meeting, sabi nga ni Christ, so may food. Okay, good. Okay, saan mo tayo? Okay, meeting, work assignment, any more about the assignment of work? Yes, Varsha. Okay, what was the criteria? Were the criteria, actually?
That they would be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
Criteria. In other words, modern-day translation, Manila Bulletin Sunday, qualification, di ba? Okay. Full of?
The Spirit.
Spirit. And? Okay. Mamaya, may babalikan ako ah. Meron dyan, may tatanong ako sa inyo mamaya dito. Meron pa isa eh. May isa pang criteria ang ginamit sila. We'll go back there. Okay, any more? Any more answers? This is from the delegation part eh. How was it addressed? Any other answer?
They were appointed.
They were?
Appointed.
Appointed.
When they were chosen, they were laid. They laid hands on them and they prayed for them.
Okay. They were appointed. Okay. Laid hands. Right? Laying on of hands. Okay. Ano pa? Any other answer? How was it addressed? Yes, Eros. Okay, next. There was for approval. Diba? Parang budget, ano? Pa-approve naman, Pastor. Sige. They presented. There was a proposal. Ooh, sobrang important nito. Okay, any other answer? Wala na? Okay na? What was the result?
There was order.
There was?
Order.
Okay, there was order. So, yeah, there was order. Result, there was order. Any other answer? What was the result?
The word of God spread.
Kathy?
The word of God spread.
The word of God spread? The word of God spread. What else? Yes, JC.
There was a rapid increase in disciples.
What was the difference between verse 7 and verse 1? You're talking about verse 7.
There was a rapid.
There was? So, the word?
Rapid.
Increase. Di ba? Paano nila nalaman yun? Ha? Huh? Yeah. Hindi, totoo. Totoo, di ba? Nothing profound. Di ba? When we study the Word of God, you just, alam mo yun? Look into it. Oh, yes. They counted, di ba? Finance, di ba? Sunday. Kaya nga hindi ka nakakapag-service minsan because you are counting. Okay? They counted. Okay? And when they counted, sige, Janet, anong na-realize nila? Exactly. Tama. When they counted, they realized something. Di ba? More disciples. Hindi ko alam kung paano, di ba? Wala naman silang counter dati, di ba? Baka ganun lang yon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Di ba? Binibilang lang nila. Or maybe it was, yes, Elisa. Dumadami yung cost ng food. Pwede rin. Oo. Eh, wala na si Jesus nito, so wala nang multiplication of, bread. So talagang cargo na nila to, di ba? Kailangan nasa budget nila. So bakit off track tayo? Bakit pula, di ba? Una, green na green sila. Tapos biglang nag-yellow. Tapos parang nagtaka sila, bakit naka-red na tayo ngayon, di ba? Nagagalit na si Peter, pastor, na bakit kami off track sa budget, di ba? Oo, probably. Any other answer? Outcome? May nag-rise up na leaders. Okay, good. Sige. O dahil sa delegation din yan. Sige, susulat ko na lang. Leaders grew. May nag-rise up. Ika nga. Victory language. Rise up. Yes, Leo. And then J. Lord. The process. Talagang, sige. Yeah, bagay na bagay sa'yo yung answer mo eh. Kaya alam ko kasi yung work mo. The process was established. Okay. The process was established. Okay. Nahirapan ako dun, ha? Okay, J-Lord. Sige, pakiwari na lang natin yun, di ba? O malamang nga, dumami yung tithes dahil nagbilang din sila. Sige. Pero extra-biblical interpretation na yun, ha? Lalagay natin. TNO increase. Okay. Yes, Varsha. Good. Yeah. So, ibig sabihin, may mga pasaway dati, no? Tapos they became obedient to the faith na. Okay, go. Good. Truthfully speaking, I'm still asking. I'm not sure nga kung there were no complaints anymore, eh. Because it wasn't answered, but it was clearly, there was a really good outcome. Diba? Oh, what did you just do? You helped me actually identify the four management pillars, what we are going to talk about. And these are things that would fall under these four. Planning. Nagkabaliktad lang ako. Organizing. Leading and evaluating. Some of you know this as monitoring, some of you know this as controlling. Okay? Eh, but church tayo, so ayaw natin yung term na controlling. Okay? Planning, leading, organizing, and controlling. I just realized you have the supervisory manual with you, no? So, sagutan na lang natin. But number one, two roles of supervisor. If you are a supervisor, number one, it's a leadership role. That's the part wherein magaling tayo dyan as an organization. You lead, you encourage, you minister to that person, you always cast a vision. That's that part. But at the same time, as a supervisor, for those of you who are, there's an operational role. And you, I don't need to expound that, no? Okay. Go on to the next page, quickly. So we'll... if you belong to my generation, sabi ng mga rapper ng generation ko, we'll break it down. Okay? Okay. Planning. First management function, planning. It is the management function of determining objectives and setting a course of action to achieve them. Determining objectives, they were able to identify first and foremost in Act 6 what was important, what was top priority. And it clearly, they said it was the ministry of the word and prayer. Diba? Now, every time we preach, diba? Because of an innovation or an upgrade in our training as pastors, alam nyo, meron na tayong outcome-based objective. I don't know, maybe for some of you, pag nagpapameeting na si pastor, diba? O si department head, si discipleship pastor, baka naririnig nyo na yung terminology, oh, what's our objective? Diba? May ganun na kami ngayon, diba? Dati wala, basta ang rat-rata na lang tayo, mag-couples retreat tayo. Pero ngayon, because of the training that we're having, medyo concerned na kami. What is the outcome-based objective of this event? And that's the planning side of things. It's a management function. No? Planning. I like George Barna in his book, Power of Vision. He said, foresight with insight based on hindsight. Galing, no? Foresight with insight based on hindsight. Mamaya, i-expound pa natin yan. Okay? Management. That is why we are entering now into a season. We are in that season now that we'll start to strategize our operational plans for next year. Tama ba? Or baka iba sa inyo, alam ko yung fourth went into it already immediately after mid-year. Diba? They started already their process for their year-end planning. We will introduce a new, hindi naman innovation, but just clarification of what we do. You'll probably hear it with your pastors in the next few months or maybe even next year. Diba? What we call our year-end strategic planning. We call it strategic planning. But for organizational purposes and for clarity of terms, ang sinet na natin is hindi na siya tawag natin strategic plan. It's an operational plan. Bakit? Eh kasi year by year lang naman yon. And normally, this is our meeting. Hot off the press last Tuesday. We're revising, if you still remember that key objectives document, do you remember that? Worship services, tapos doon nyo makikita yung key standards na warm, welcoming, friendly atmosphere, a kids church that kids love, excellent facilities, diba? That promote sight, sound, and motion experience, all those things. We are sort of like adjusting it, but actually majority, probably 95% is still intact. But we're adjusting certain terminologies, we're removing certain things that's not applicable anymore. But when we enter into a strategic, an operational plan, guess what? Yun ang hawak nating document. Key objectives. Diba? Planning eh. It's determining objectives. We have already set. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. It's very clear our objective for worship services. Very clear objective for discipleship ministry. A very clear objective for pastoral services, no? How many of you are familiar with that document? Pakitaas ang kamay. Okay, good. We need to be familiar with that document. Hingin niyo sa ano? We'll issue a revised, no? And we'll make sure that your pastors have it, and then yun yung gagawin natin when it comes to our year-end planning. Kasi simple lang gagawin mo ngayon. Pag chinek mo ngayon yung standards ng worship services, eh di titingnan mo na lang ano ba dito ang hindi natin nagagawa at ano dito ang kailangan natin gawin. Then for some, you'll just choose one for focus. For some, you'll choose two. For some, talagang sobrang masisipag. Gusto nyo, lahat ng kailangan natin gawin, gagawin natin, di ba? So pwede, kung kanya-kanyang trip yan, kung anong gagawin nyo. But end of the day, when you plan, you've already determined an objective. It is setting those objectives. In any project, for example, you're doing a couples retreat for this year. What is it? What is our focus? No? And what if the pastoral services or your family pastor entering, oh, come on, lika, mag-meeting tayo, ha? Tapos sa mag-plana tayo ng couples retreat. Sino ba ang magaling na banda dyan? Pang couples night. Okay yun, di ba? So the best way for us to help our pastors plan the whole thing, then you go and ask him, Pastor, what's our objective this year? 2 years ago or last year, ito yung ginawa natin. Tapos ang focus ng lesson, ito, 1, 2, 3, 4. This year, anong magiging focus natin? Determining objectives. Diba? Setting objectives. I mean, every year we do me and my dad camp, right? But every year, there's a different focus. Why? Your objectives will determine your activities. The objectives will determine how you plan everything, actually. So yes, planning is very important. It is the management function of determining objectives and then setting a course of action to achieve them. Okay. What do you do? First, you identify goals. Identify goals. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? Right? Next, we assess conditions. When you talk about planning, we assess conditions. I remember when I was still in Victory Alabang, si Evelyn, our finance officer, she pulled me in together with Pastor Ariel. Sabi niya, Pastor, may sasabihin ako sa inyo. Kala namin good news. Sasabihin niya, ang laki ng tithes and offering natin. Ganun. Pero hindi pala good news. So sabi niya, Pastor Jansen, Pastor Ariel, ito sinabi ni Evelyn, ha, right straight in our face, please don't sign anything again. And I'll tell you when we can sign things again. Alam niyo bakit? Sabi niya, very tight ang budget natin. Huwag kayong magpipipirma, ha? Eh, alam niya kasi, napakaluwag namin dalawa. Madalas nga, napi-principal's office kami dati ni Pastor Ariel. Ano? Eh, ako yung dakila niyang sidekick. So, pag mapi-principal's office, ha, sinasama niya ako para may kasama siyang pagalitan. Ano? Sasabihin ni Miss Gigi, one time nga, kasama si Pastor Steve pa, di ba? Bakit kayo nagpipirma ng ganito? Di ba? I want to know how your way of thinking. Pero going back to the story, paano namang nasabi ni Evelyn yon? She was able to assess conditions. Right? Assessing conditions, it's very important. I realized one good thing that happened with us when our pastor in charge for family, si Jerry, was planning the couples retreat. Tapos he was just, and he's a finance person also, he was trying to assess what was the best or most attractive or effective, you know, couples retreat for us. Sabi niya, we need to, as he assessed the conditions, sabi niya, we need a very close venue with a very low budget. Parang hirap naman, di ba? Very close venue. So, we thought of ways. Until we arrived, no, in our planning, we arrived at, oh, sige, we won't do it in a hotel, we'll do it in a retreat house. Where? In Tagaytay. Which is just like a stone throw away from Nuvali. Nandun ka na eh. Diba? True enough, first day of our registration, man, it flooded already. Pakadami. And we were just a small church. We're just, what, compared to your churches, we're just 1,200. But the percentage of attendees of our couples retreat, ang laki. By percentage, by ratio and proportion, I believe if we compare it with others, malaki. No, bakit? Because as the conditions were assessed properly. That's part of planning. Couples retreat, 4,800. May admin cost pa kami doon, buffer, for all the costs for bands and speakers, etc., etc. Why? Conditions were assessed. Conditions were assessed. How important is assessing conditions? What if your pastor, you're so flooded with so much work, you're doing so many things, it's planning season, it's budget review, and here comes senior pastor, then telling you, can you do this particular research for me? Uy, break it down. Ah, yun. Okay. What do you do? tons of work, so many things to do, and then here comes, sorry ha, alam niyo naman kami, di ba, pag may hini kami, alam niyo yan, Argentinian yan, di ba? Tsaka Russian, alam niyo yan? Russian, tsaka Argentinian. So, what do you do? What do you do? Yes po. Ay, ganun ba yun? Tell me, parang lahat kayo ganun ah. Oh, sige, what do you do? What do you do? Tin, anong sinasabi mo kay Pastor Manny? No, loko lang, loko lang. Inintriga eh, no?
Assess first the urgency of the request.
Okay.
And then after that, if it's really needed, as in now na for a meeting or something, that, and then what I usually do, I give it right away.
Okay.
And then leave some of my stuff that are pwede namang ipaliban muna so that I can go with what's being asked. And then after that, if I get to meet his request, I go back to what I'm doing now.
Actually, that's right. You shouldn't be pressured with any urgent or Russian request. You know why? Because if you're able to assess conditions properly, it will really help the working relationship. Okay? Eh, hindi naman kami, makatao rin naman kami, di ba mga pastor? Kunyari, exactly, sinabi nitin, ang dami-dami. Then, give back the decision to the pastor or to your boss. Pastor, ito yung mga currently ano ko. To be able to do that, I need to. Diba? Maybe put a hold on this particular project and not do this particular thing. Will this be okay with you? Tama? Assessing condition. It will help the working relationship. It will help you. Diba? It should be good, actually, for you, your boss, your immediate superior, or the people under you as well. No? If you tell them, if you want to give extra work, you want to give an extra task, or you want to give another job, parang slash, alam niyo naman tayo dito sa Victory, di ba? Hindi lang naman isa trabaho mo, di ba? Finance, officer, parati yan, slash. Okay? Ganun naman tayong lahat, di ba? Okay. Pero it will help the person under you. You can help them. Actually, by assessing condition, you can help them if they will be able to deliver properly. Why? Management of expectations. So if the work was given to you, if you assess conditions properly and you communicate it properly as well, then expectations will be managed. There wouldn't be dissatisfaction, or we will avoid dissatisfaction coming from non-delivery of tasks or work. At the same time, kung boss tayo, your people under you, you can do the same thing. Practice assessing conditions so that your expectation will be managed as well. See how important managing, assessing conditions. First, again, some practical tips, identifying goals, and then assessing conditions. Now, I won't, this is our operational plan for 2014. We identified goals, the objectives under it, activities, and tasks. Some, yung terminologies, iba-iba ang ginagamit natin, but it's basically the same. And this is the work plan already. So what we do now is just check on the task. This is what we revisit, no? Now, some of you do it differently. It's okay. Iba-iba naman talaga tayo ng style dyan. But end of the day, we're very clear on what we do. There are certain goals that we set, objectives to meet those particular goals, the activities that are necessary to meet those goals or objectives, and the tasks that are entailed to accomplish those particular activities. Okay, next. This is sort of like a project plan. We implement this. For example, I just received an email from Pastor Jerry, who's our lead pastor slash family pastor and slash single. Oh, yung kasama niya yung single. Siya in charge sa singles, ano? Okay. So sabi niya, Pastor Jansen, sabi niya, this is not the actual paper. I wasn't able to transfer it to Keynote, ano? He submitted, are you okay with the project plan for the singles retreat? Sabi ko, okay na. Kasi nga, I want them to practice, you know, identifying goals first when you have a project. The description of that project, for example, singles retreat, whatever. The goal of that project, the people involved, the deadline, approved budget, your materials needed. And this is what's important for me, the milestones. Why? Setting milestones, that's the next blank, setting of milestones. In planning, setting milestones are important. How many of you gusto niyo nag-road trip? Road trip. Tell me, road trip. Oh, sige, Lara. road trip. What was the last road trip that you had? Or your best road trip ever? Oh, sige. Meron ka na?
Road trip. Yung recent po, in Tagaytay.
Wow, layo nun, ha? Road trip. That's far, very far, ha? Any other farther than Tagaytay? Road trip. Yes, Janet. That's too far. Parang may roro eh. Sorry ha. For purposes of my illustration, medyo kailangan kong malapit-lapit lang ng konti. Babawasan natin yung daming roro nun eh, kung ni-road trip mo yun. Subic. Oh, Subic. Eliza. Eliza? Elisa? Elisa. Subic. Okay. And you live where?
San Juan.
San Juan, Metro Manila. Okay. From San Juan to Subic, tell me, your first stopover.
First stopover, yung sa may paglabas nung, ano yun?
Expressway?
Expressway.
Bahay. Bahay din naman, bro. Baka bumili sa 7-Eleven ng chips, baka nakalimutan. Tama, pwede naman. Pwede naman, actually.
Kasi I have 3 kids, so meron silang CR break.
CR break? Okay.
And then we have
where
to buy.
Where did you, sa expressway? Saan sa expressway?
May McDo.
McDo. Okay, sige. CR break
CR
and then?
CR break and kain.
Kain. Sa McDo?
McDo.
Okay. Okay, kain sa McDo. First stop is expressway. And then next stop?
The next stop will be if somebody complains.
If somebody complains.
So we, siguro another, if there's another pit stop, we take a break again, tapos stretch sila.
Okay. During McDo, how did you feel after McDo? Or how did your children feel?
They're calmer.
Oh, nakakain na. Sino sa inyo may anak? Diba? After McDonald's, on a very long trip, parang, ay, okay, diba? Parang may hinga ka ng konti, diba? It's the same thing for setting milestones. Why? Because if you set milestones, meaning, I'm not talking about every nitty-gritty detail of the work, diba? These are major pit stops in your project, the accomplishment of it, the route towards the achieving what was planned. These are pit stops. And every time when you visit the milestones, di ba, parang, uy, number one, I'm closer to Subic ang dating. I'm closer to Mindanao or I'm closer to Tagaytay. Parang ganun. Pag nakakain ka na, next pit stop, di ba, you realize the next milestone, if you're able to achieve it already, parang nakakain ka sa McDo, parang, ay, malapit na. Right? Milestones. It's important. It helps you not just assess, but actually it encourages you that the project is almost done. Pastor Nixon, one of our administratively gifted, di ba? When he presented the plan for ENLI, project name is 2.0, no? There's no name yet. He presented the Gantt chart, di ba? Maduling-duling kami dun sa Gantt chart niya. But his Gantt chart is similar to this, di ba? Nandoon yung milestones on the left column, and then the dates on the right, the Gantt chart. Familiar na tayo doon. Admin tayo eh. So it's very clear. So now, every time he presents to the pastors, the hub leaders, you know what he would do? He would just first show the Gantt chart. Oh, this is where we are in our progress. Or this is where we are in our project. And he would show it. So parang may, uy, malapit na. Although last week, uy, medyo delayed kami. May kulang kasi sa inyo. Sabi ng ganun sa amin. Diba? So may kailangan kaming gawin. But it helps us. It helps us accomplish the project faster. No? Setting off milestones. Okay? All right. This is what we'll do. We'll take a 5-minute break. And then we'll move on to the next management function.